Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin.
And my name is Harold.
I'm a supervisor.
This is Harold Walker. I have called many times to get my refund. You've had adequate time to refund that. I have returned the watch, which was a deceptive ad anyway. And I've returned you the watch, and I was told you will refund $50. You're going to keep $9.95 of that for restocking, which is ridiculous. But I have not received my money. You've had adequate time to do it.
Okay. What's your zip code, please?
What's that?
What is your zip code?
I'm sorry?
What is your zip code?
24517.
Okay. And your first and last name, please.
What's that?
Your first and last name, please.
Harold Walker.
Thank you, one moment, please.
Okay.
You said Walker. Could it be under a different first name?
I'm sorry?
Could it be under a different first name?
I can't understand what you're saying. What did you say?
Could it be under a different first name?
My first and last name?
What's another name? You said Charles Walker?
What do you want to know?
Did you say your name was Charles Walker?
Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D.
I'm sorry. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your address?
1702 Avondale Drive, Alta Vista, A-L-T-A-V-I-S-T-A, Virginia, 24517.
Thank you. I see here you have our Smart Health Watch.
You see what?
Yeah.
You see where I returned the watch? Are you there?
Yes, give me one moment, please. All right. All right. Yeah, thank you for holding. I'm just reading over the notes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So it looks like they had a refund error with your card, so they sent it over to corporate.
That they have a what?
They had a refund error, so they sent it over to corporate to get a refund, but they did issue the refund.
Well, I have not received a refund. And that shouldn't be a problem because they had no problem taking the money out. So they should not have any problem putting it back. Now, if that money is not put in there by tomorrow, I'm reporting you to the Federal Trade Commission and call my congressman because you've had adequate time to put this money back in. And you said if I returned the watch, you would do it. I returned the watch. It hasn't been done. And I think you're a scam artist anyway now. And so I'm reporting you if I do not have that money by tomorrow.
All right, well, it takes 3 to 5 years, let's say, so.
Well, that's what I was told 2 weeks ago. So that shouldn't be a problem to have that money in there by tomorrow. You keep telling me the same thing. For the last 2 months, I've been told the same thing. Now, I know you're a scam artist, but you took the money out, so I know you can put it back.
Okay. Yes, so I see everything was sent over.
This shouldn't be complicated. I mean, that's a $60 item that you took, and you didn't take it correctly anyway because you said it was free by paying the shipping, and then you charged me $60. And then now you won't put it back after I return the watch. So that shouldn't be complicated. And I don't know where a corporate is. But the point is, I sent it to 11551 East 45th Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80239. And I don't know where your corporation headquarters is, but y'all had no problem taking the money out, so there shouldn't be any problem putting it back.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we tried to refund it right back to the car, but it was giving us an error.
You had an error.
Yes.
You had no error taking it out, so I don't understand what the error is. You just put it back into the same account you took it out of. Now, you know, I know this is all a scam. You know that. I know that. Now, the money needs to be back in there by tomorrow. I don't know how you get it in there, but the point is, you had no trouble taking it out. So it needs to be put back in. So if it's not, I'm gonna get you taken care of because shut that business down, and I can do that. I know it's $50, but $50, how many times you've taken people's $50?
All
I
right,
know you don't have an
so,
answer, you know.
well, I'm sorry, speaking with someone. Well, it's nothing. I mean, I'll get it sent back over and let them know we spoke with you today about this refund. You still haven't received it.
I don't understand what you're saying. I can't understand you. Why is this so difficult?
Well, I mean,
It wasn't difficult to ship me the watch, and it wasn't difficult to take my money. Why is it difficult to put it back? And I know why, because most people don't call you and find out what you're doing, but I'm staying on this. So what are you going to do now?
All right, well, I'm gonna get the same. I've got the same back out to corporate.
You're going to do what?
I've got it sent back over to corporate.
You're going to report that to corporate. How come it hadn't been done? I've been calling for 2 months. Why didn't other people say they're going to turn it over to corporate? That's all a slow process because you are a scam artist. Now, you need to put the money back. I shipped it to Denver on East 45th,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they need to put the money back. Now, is that going to be done or not?
Well, we'll go ahead and make it, get it done. Just give it 3 to 5 business days, okay?
3 to 5 business days. I was told that 2 weeks ago. Now, do you have a phone number for corporate? You said you're going to call corporate. What is
I'm
going
to get it sent over to corporate. I'm not calling corporate, sir.
Okay, you're going to put the money back, right? What is your name?
My name is Kaylin.
How you spell that? How do you spell
okay.
that?
K-A-Y. L-E-N.
L-E-N?
Yes.
K-A-Y-L-E-N, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Kayla and I expect that money to be back in by tomorrow. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you took it out quickly, you can put it back quickly. And they need to know that because I'm going to stay on this. And if it's not there by tomorrow, I'm calling the Federal Trade Commission and my congressman. And he will take care of it. So I want that $50 put back in there today. It should be in there by tomorrow. If it's not tomorrow, I'm going to call them. And you will be without a job, and so will other people. I don't know what they pay you, but point is, that business will be shut down if I don't get my money back. Okay? So
okay.
You're in the process of getting it returned, right? Is that what you're doing now?
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll try to make sure you get that refund back, sir, because the account is closed.
The account is closed. The account will be closed when I get my money. So put the money back, or else you can be without a job because this is a scam company. And I'm going to stay on this, so I'm very patient. So I expect the money to be put back in quickly. Okay?
Okay.